Independent Home Care, Rachel speaking.
Hi, Rachel. This is Lee from the Center Health. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Don't you sound nervous.
I'm nervous?
Yeah, you sound nervous, I said.
No.
So I just have a couple questions because we have the people in here we're doing a competency on today. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yes.
Okay, there is a question we have on one person.
Okay.
Lena Wilcox isn't on any registry, and she said she's not an HHA or a PCA.
Okay, let's see.
Lena Wilcox.
Ooh, that's a scary thing. Let's see what's going on here.
Yeah, well, it's not scary. It just means we can't hire her.
Right.
She'd have to go through a training class.
I have her registering here. Yeah, she's a PCA. I do see it.
On her file? Can you send it to me?
Yes, I'll send you her registry.
Please do. Because we didn't see it, and when I looked at my registry, she didn't show up.
Okay, I have her here. I'll send it
awesome.
To you.
Awesome. Send that. Could you?
Okay.
And the I-9s, I don't know if you would get my email about the I-9s, because you had sent me some I-9s that were dated, like, from, you know, February and March, early March. Our past practice has always been do it the first day they're here, so I'm going to do another I-9 with them today just to cover us, and I'm going to through our e-verify system just to cover. It doesn't matter if we duplicate it, but just that we're seeing them for the first time today, I was given directive from my CFO to just go through and do our normal thing, which is an I-9 and VA verification process. And I'll send all that work to you when I send back the stuff, or you know what I mean?
Oh, okay, so you need, like, updated I-9, so you'll do it with
them?
No, I'm
going to do it with them.
Okay.
They're here. They're right across the hall from me right now. I'm going to do that with them in person, right in front of them, because I know you had signed some, but the dates. So per our practices, you have to verify their employment within 3 days of when you see them. Some of yours are from late February. Mine are from early March. You know, some are from early March. Obviously, today is March 23rd.
EVRs.
Pardon me?
So they're EVRs I have to do again?
Employee verification. Is that, no, I don't know what an EVR is. Employee verification?
Okay. For HHA?
Yeah, the eligibility. Yes, that's what you're calling that, the I-9? You don't have to do anything. I'm going to do it today for you.
Okay, thank you.
You don't have to do anything. No, I'm going to do it because I just want the dates to match up better. In case we ever get questions from the audit, hey, how come this person signed their I-9 on February 24th, but you didn't see them till March 23rd? You're supposed to see them and verify everything within 3 days.
Got it. Okay.
So I'm going to do it right in person, live, today. You know what I mean? So the dates will line up, and then I'll resend those to you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
And then the other thing is you're going to send me that.
Yes.
Let's see. Because he doesn't show up at all under my stuff. Did you send it already?
I sent it right now. It's going to take a minute.
Okay. Are you located? Where are you located, Rachel?
I'm in New York. Also in New York, but up in Orange County.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're in Syracuse. I guess I don't know. I'm in Rome usually, but I'm in Syracuse today. All right, yeah, I'll wait for that information to come through.
Okay.
If she's on the registry, that's good. We're good then.
Yeah,
that's all I need.
2013, and she was certified.
Okay, oh, there it came through. There it is. Open. Lena Wilcox, Monroe County, All Metro Rochester, 2013. Okay, perfect. Thank you for that.
Okay, sure.
And that is what is that, say, PCA? Okay, they had questions about direct deposit, all that stuff. I'm going to let you and Donna work that out. I said I'm just going to get them tested out today from my standpoint. And any paperwork that my company might require from them, like when I do for my, when we hire them on as HHAs for an essential health, there's certain paperwork that we have them sign. I'm just going to get all that out of the way for my, because our CFO told me to do that for mine.
Okay.
And if you need anything or if, I can always forward you that stuff. It might be in addition to some of the files you sent me. Okay?
Okay.
That way we're all on the same page. We all have the same information in front of us. Sound good?
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right, Rachel. You take care, and thank you for this.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Yep. Bye now.